41. O thou who art steadfast in the covenant and staunch, the letter which thou didst write hath been shown to me, and the opinions expressed therein were most commendable. It is incumbent upon the Spiritual Consultative Assembly of New York to be in complete agreement with that of Chicago, for these two assemblies of consultation jointly to approve whatever they consider suitable for publication and distribution. Following that, let them send one copy to Acca, so that it may also be approved from here, after which the material will be returned to be published and circulated. The question of coordinating and unifying the two spiritual assemblies, that of Chicago and of New York, is of the utmost importance. And once a spiritual assembly is duly formed in Washington, these two assemblies should also establish ties of unity with that assembly. To sum it up, it is the desire of the Lord God that the loved ones of God and the handmaids of the merciful in the West should come closer together in harmony and unity as day followeth day. And until this is accomplished, the work will never go forward. These spiritual assemblies are, collectively, the most effective of all instruments for establishing unity and harmony. This matter is of the utmost importance. This is the magnet that draweth down the confirmations of God. If once the beauty of the unity of the friends, this divine beloved, be decked in the adornments of the Abha kingdom, it is certain that within a very short time those countries will become the paradise of the all-glorious, and that out of the West the splendors of unity will cast their bright rays over all the earth. We are striving with heart and soul, resting neither day nor night, seeking not a moment's ease, to make this world of man the mirror of the unity of God. Then how much more must the beloved of the Lord reflect that unity? And this cherished hope, this yearning wish of ours, will be visibly fulfilled only on the day when the true friends of God arise to carry out the teachings of the Abha beauty. May my life be a ransom for his lovers. One amongst his teachings is this: that love and good faith must so dominate the human heart that men will regard the stranger as a familiar friend, the malefactor as one of their own, the alien even as a loved one, the enemy as a companion dear and close. Who killeth them, him will they call a bestower of life. Who turneth away from them, him will they regard as turning towards them. Who denieth their message, him will they consider as one acknowledging its truth. The meaning is that they must treat all humankind even as they treat their sympathizers, their fellow believers, their loved ones and familiar friends. Should such a torch light up the world community, ye will find that the whole earth is sending forth a fragrance, that it hath become a delightsome paradise, and the face of it the image of high heaven. Then will the whole world be one native land, its diverse peoples one single kind, the nations of both East and West one household. It is my hope that such a day will come, that such a splendor will shine forth, that such a vision will be unveiled in its full beauty.